Being joined by Buccaneer Pro Bowl defensive tackle Gerald McCoy. He's in the house. How are you, man?
I'm doing all right, man. What's happening?
You are. Look at you. You're all decked out. I like the shoes. You know,
kind of snazzy, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I got the zippers on them.
You got the zippers on them. What happened to the shoes with the spikes on them? I don't know. I remember seeing those in a locker room last year.
You know, I started to wear those, but I said I'm gonna retire them for right now. I'll bring them back out during the season.
Now, talk about your off season. How gratifying was it for you to not have to rehab from an injury? That must have been a blessing for you.
It was, man. I actually got to relax for a second this off season. Not long, but enough to enjoy my family finally in the off season. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of going directly into rehabbing all the way up until the season started. And it felt good to actually just spend some time with my family.
Great. I mean, that's awesome. And, you know, you're feeling good, right? And I'll tell you what, when I look at your team, I'm very optimistic. I'm not going to put any pressure on you, but I think you guys have the pieces in place. And, of course, it starts with, you know, Darrell Revis, getting him in the offseason. When you first found out they made the trade for Revis, mm-hmm. your first reaction was what?
I was excited. I mean, there's not much more to it than that. To have a guy of that caliber, arguably still the best defensive player in the game. I mean, now we have him on our team. I mean, for me, that's very exciting because that's, you know, that split second or that one extra second is all that was missing from me having, you know, double-digit sacks last year.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that now that I know we have that split second along with Eric Wright and, you know, Deshaun Golson and Mark Barron and this person and that person and that person, I mean, it's just – he was just the last piece we needed, but it's going to take all of us to get to where we want to be.
No question. And I'm optimistic. I'm excited. What about you? How do you feel?
Very, very excited, man. We've gotten through a week of OTAs, and mm-hmm. one thing I will say about this week is the tempo, the pace, the mindset, and the focus is higher, much higher than it was last year. Okay. And, you know, last year it was kind of shaky because mm-hmm. everybody was, you know.
Well, it's a new coach,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, everybody was kind of worried and kind of complaining, but this year it's just like, let's go full steam ahead and let's get it.
Bucs Pro Bowl defensive tackle Gerald McCoy joining me here at the Tampa Bay Sneaker Soiree. Now, do you have a set goal in mind in terms of yourself individually and this team? Have you set any goals yet for this season?
I haven't. Just not to remain stagnant and to keep moving forward. I feel like that's what, you know, this team should be and what we should do. We showed flashes of being a great team last year. Mm-hmm. Well, this year I want to be that. And February 2nd, I think, is the date. I would love to see the confetti falling in New York.
Wow, there you go. I like it. I'm liking the confidence mm-hmm. at this point. Now, I'm going to ask you something that's probably near and dear to your heart. A couple days ago, you know, the whole world was just absolutely saddened by the tornadoes in Oklahoma. Obviously, you were a big star at Oklahoma. Tell me about your thoughts about what's going on there.
That was actually very devastating for me because I've experienced that before. A lot of people, if you don't know, May 3rd, 1999, that exact same thing happened. This is the second go-around, and all of that, where it took place, is 5 minutes from where I grew up.
Wow.
And my auntie was actually in one of the hospitals that collapsed. But she got out. She's recovering. And she's doing great.
Good.
She's doing great. But, you know, just the people and my city is just – I've been getting calls about how depressing it is there. And it's just – it's not the same city right now. And it shouldn't be because that's very tragic. And, you know, it's a horrible thing that happened.
Yeah, and I'm sure you guys will get through it, and I'm glad to hear that your family's okay. Now, talk about this event. Is this the first time you've ever been here?
Yeah, it is. It is, but it's very exciting, man. It's pretty exciting to see, you know, all these guys walking around with suits on and tennis shoes, but then you look, you see the women with tennis shoes, too. So
I know.
Yeah.
What about these people that are actually wearing, like, dress shoes? I mean, should they be ejected from this place?
I think they should be thrown out.
I agree with you.
They should have had a doorman with a tire – with a dress code, and they should have said, listen, usually we would accept hard shoes, but we are going tennis shoes today.
Tennis shoes.
And if you don't have them,
you
got to go.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know you got to go, but I appreciate a couple minutes,
Thanks,
Gerald.
Man, I appreciate you having me.
I'll see you next week. Gerald McCoy, Buccaneer Pro Bowl defensive tackle.